talking today with the Secretary of Agriculture, Jim Reese. Mr. Secretary, you know, 2013 is pretty well gone now. It's pretty well in the record books. All in all, as far as the various crops that we've harvested and prices for our cattle and our other livestock, it's been a pretty good year.
It has. We've had, you know, the majority of the state has received a lot of rain. It's been such a contrast to 2011 and 2012. There are still pockets of the state, particularly southwest and some west, that are still dry. But across the state, if you take our hay crop was like 2.5 times it's the last couple years. It was commodities. Prices have been good. The crops were good. So as a whole, the state of agriculture has been very good in 2013.
Obviously, so still some pockets of drought, and that's a continuing concern as we enter into 2014.
You know, there's always that case. In Oklahoma, it might be the neighbor and across the fence, the guy didn't get the rain across the fence. So there's always pockets, particularly southwest Oklahoma is in Altus area. They've had 3 years of pretty dry conditions. And, you know, we definitely need rain down there. We need some relief. And the legislature addressed that with the Drought Commission. And we're going to try to provide some support down there. But as a whole, agriculture in the state of Oklahoma was good in 2013.
Looking ahead to 2014, what are some early things that you see as maybe priorities for your department and for the farmers, ranchers that you work with and serve?
I think one of the priorities of our department, there's a couple. Consumer education is probably the top. I mean, we have to have people comfortable with all of the food that we produce. I mean, everybody eats. 100% of this population eats. And they have to be comfortable with all of the production methods and food safety efforts that Oklahoma producers put into their product.
When we think about state of agriculture going into the new year, one thing obviously we wait on is farm policy. Is there really much within that 2013 or 2014 farm bill it looks like when it's finally done? Are there any real significant elements that impact how you do business at the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture?
Well, yeah, there's a lot in that with the food safety issues and the we have a lot of interaction with federal programs. The federal government pays for our food safety inspections. They pay for some of the wildlife control efforts. They pay for a lot of our functions, if a laboratory and other things to ensure safe food, safe feed, safe fertilizer, consumer protection. So, yeah, we interact with them pretty heavily. And so the Farm Bill, the biggest thing that people are most concerned about is how it affects the producers themselves, and I can relate to that. But it certainly affects our agency,
the regulatory functions of ODAF.
Sure, because we do a lot of things for the federal government. Thankfully,
Okay. When we think about some of the things that have gone on over this last year or so, one thing that's been pretty significant, it seems like that agriculture's been recognized as a driver of our economy.
It is important because there's the Department of Commerce study that showed that agriculture was one of the wealth creating sectors of our state, of our economy. And, you know, there are a lot of people, a lot of sectors that got left that weren't in the top five that think they should have been, and agriculture, we've been there for a long time. People look at us as they've been producing out there and they haven't changed that much, but it really has changed a lot. And the growth of the wealth creating opportunity in agriculture is quite significant. It's in the top five of all the economies of the state.
One of the things that your department has done and has developed over a multi-year period, and you've got several different folks that are helping you quite a bit with it, is the Made in Oklahoma program. That's one of the real success stories, I think, of your department and of state of Oklahoma's agriculture.
It really is the Made in Oklahoma Coalition. There's the Made in Oklahoma Coalition and the Made in Oklahoma program. The coalition has the larger producers, that production facilities that pay in and become members, and they coordinate all of their advertising, and they go they spend that globally, but most of it locally. Have been very successful. They sell over $3 billion worth of processed food from Oklahoma. Most of that, I think 85% of that goes outside our state borders. So it, you know, that too is a significant impact on the economy of Oklahoma.
Obviously, with the Food and Ag Products Center up at Oklahoma State and some of your specialists within your department, they work hard with the guys who want to get started and try to become a Made in Oklahoma producer.
Exactly. The Made in Oklahoma program is exactly for that, that person that has an idea, whatever that is, a barbecue sauce or a jelly or a jam or whatever that might be. And they can go to the Ag Process Center, Product Center in OSU. We direct them there, then we help them find marketing opportunities, and eventually, I think it only costs $250 to be in the coalition. So eventually, once they're successful and they get their business going, they usually join the coalition and benefit from those opportunities of advertising with some of the bigger companies.
From your perspective, you've obviously been in this job for a couple 3 years now, and with that. You know, you've gone kind of through the cycles a couple of three times. What are you looking for, especially, that you'd like to still accomplish as Secretary of Agriculture?
Well, there's a couple priorities. One is always to keep agriculture out of any negative stories. I mean, so whatever that is, to offset, to ensure that we're prepared to combat any negative stories that appear. Secondly, it's consumer education. I think that we need to do a better job of consumer education. And thirdly is we need to increase our exports. There's growing export opportunity all over the world. People are making more money. Their economies, their standards in third worlds are getting better. They taste our nutrition that we are able to provide. They want more. They can afford more. And so export opportunities in the next decade are just going to be – they're really, really, really good.
Mm-hmm. I guess what one other thing that I know that you've been an integral part of is that at the Department of Agriculture on a regular basis, weekly basis, the various farm organizations – from across the state come and talk about issues and try to get on the same page so that agriculture, we're not a large part of the population, but yet they have been pretty unified on rulemaking, legislative efforts, and other promotional efforts as well.
Information and communication are key. You know, just even if you don't agree, as long as you're all talking together and understanding other people's point of view, things work better. So, it has been an effort that was, you know, it started before I got there, but it's something that we've continued and tried to keep everybody informed. It is especially during the legislative session, but we've had meetings just whenever subjects occur that we might need to discuss.